WOGO, your sports station.
This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome to the debut of the 2022-2023 campaign for your McDonald Central Lady Max, live here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Marshfield is the site of tonight's season opener. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Lori Geisler, as your 0-0 McDonald Central Lady Max look to get their season started off on a high note. They will be playing the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons, who are 0-1 on the season after a setback to Auburndale on Tuesday night. And Lori, thanks for stepping in and being part of the broadcast here tonight. And certainly, I know I was telling Coach Cooper since that afternoon down at Green Bay where they fell in that state semifinal, I've been looking forward to this year to seeing what these girls would put together, because there's so much talent on this team and yet significant losses to graduation last year. So there's a lot of unknowns for this Lady Max squad as well.
Yeah, definitely a great group of seniors last year, and through that graduation lost a lot of talented players. But, you know, this team coming up, this team that's going to take the floor tonight, pretty talented, a lot of AAU players, and spent a lot of time with basketball. So pretty excited to see what they can do.
And Coach Cooper as well, too, talks about the work that these players put in during the summer, the AAU circuit. What do you see with your daughter Maddie and this team as a whole in terms of their buy-in as basketball players, saying, hey, this is our sport, and this is where we want to be great once again?
There's a lot of, you know, just pure basketball kids out here on the floor. Emily Cooper, she's probably one of the most talented players in the state. She just is a workaholic out there, and one of those key players on that state championship volleyball team, just a pure athlete. Marley, the lone senior on the floor tonight, just a great leader, and just really looking forward to see what she can do leading this team this year. She's got some great leadership skills, and as you and I know, it's not all about the X's and O's, it's about leadership, and this team is, in my opinion, pretty special.
And now, depth and building that depth, certainly going to be something that will be the early test. Maybe some of the inexperience because of how strong that senior class was last year, and just some of these girls that we see them on JV, but now getting a chance to step up to varsity is going to be a little bit different. And also an early note here tonight, Aubrey Dorn, because of injury, not available here tonight. And so that depth maybe going to be tested a little bit more. But I think these girls are up to the challenge, Lori.
Yeah, no, I think so. They're a bunch of hard-working kids. They play really hard. But, you know, with the start of every season, there's new players on the floor, and they're going to have to get into the flow of the game, and they're going to have to gel. So tonight I expect that, you know, they're going to do some great things. But it's their first game. They're going to have to come together, and I think they're going to do it.
Marshfield Columbus Catholic, of course, lost to Auburndale in their season opener on Tuesday night. It was a game in which they just scored 11 points in the first half. Flashbacks to when they played McDonald on January 29th of last year. McDonald outscored Columbus Catholic 21-11, kind of a low-scoring first half, but then 35-13, the Lady Max pulled away in the second for a 56-24 victory. And in that game, Emily Cooper, 4 of 8 from downtown, had 14 points. Marley Hughes with 9 points, as multiple players scored for McDonald. In fact, 10 different players scored for the Lady Max in that game. They'll be on a foreign floor here tonight, but a floor that you played on, you mentioned back in your days here for McDonald, and good to be back here to Marshfield. It's a beautiful gymnasium.
Yeah, no, it's one of those nostalgic gyms, and a lot of memories coming back to this gym. I don't know if I've been here since I played back in 1989, so... It's fun getting back to some of these old gyms.
And finally, Laura, we talk about 1989 and your final years playing, too, and the last time that this McDonald girls basketball team won a conference championship, and that is something, again, we'll talk about with Coach Cooper in a moment here on the Lady Max pregame show, but that is one of those boxes that you want to check this year, too, thinking, hey, we've got the talent. We came close last year, finished just second to Osseo Fairchild in some phenomenal games against the Thunder, but that's one of those things on our way to our overall season goals. One of the things we want to do this year is bring home a WCC title.
Yeah, no, winning that conference championship, getting this team on that banner would be great. And you know, with this team, they're not selfish. They want to win. They want to help each other out. They're out here having fun, and you know, they're a pretty close group, so there's a lot to be said about that kind of leadership and that kind of team and how they'll come together.
Well, it's great to be back to basketball. Thank you for joining us here on WOGO Sports. Tip-off coming up in just over 10 minutes. We'll step out and take a two-minute break and be back with interviews with both head coaches, starting with Ron Wilczek of Columbus Catholic. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Back in two.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Mistral Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben. Oh! Ben Carlson. Yes! Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, live streaming at WOGO.com, live from Marshfield Columbus Catholic High School. We're here with head coach Ron Wilczek. And coach, already one game under your girls' belts on Tuesday night. Now, that was a game probably offensively started a lot slower than you would like to, but also, I mean, you get a chance to just get out there and play someone else than your own team. So what did that do for you in preparation for tonight?
Yeah, it was really good to kind of see some live bullets, if you will, instead of like just practicing against one another. It was good to play against another opponent, a quality opponent, too. Auburndale is a very good team. They went to sectionals last year, and everybody back but one girl. So we saw a really good team. They're well coached. And, you know, we did pretty well offensively. I thought we moved the ball well. Our spacing was good, but we kind of struggled putting the ball in the hoop. And then defensively, we did pretty well, but they've got a really standout individual player, Anna Marie Aoi, and she had 27 points. And she's going to play in college, the next level. You can kind of see why.
I know you mentioned her, and I believe she was the one who hit 5 3-pointers in that game as well, too. This is a McDonald team that isn't afraid to shoot threes as well. How do you defend well on the perimeter while not giving up easy buckets?
Yeah, that's a challenge. And speaking of good teams, the task is a little tougher even against a really well-coached and good McDonald team as well. So, you know, we saw some things on film. You know, we were out of position, guarding the ball on our help side defense. So we just got to make sure we close out on shooters and stay close, and then make sure our help side defense is in a good spot and make it difficult, at least contest shots, not give our opponent wide open shots.
And finally, Coach, I know a lot of coaches usually say early on in the season, just a few practices under your belt, defense usually is ahead of the offense at this point. Would that be the case for you guys as well?
You know, I agree with that. However, we're changing a couple things defensively. So, and it kind of showed in our first game yesterday. So offensively, I thought we moved the ball really well and we got good shots. Just we didn't make a high percentage of them. So I'm hoping we can make some shots in our home court tonight and then tighten a few things up defensively.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time. We're looking forward to getting back to girls basketball here tonight. Great to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Ron Wilczek of Columbus Catholic. Back with Coach Cooper of the Lady Macs after this on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonnell difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Rowe, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Macs Basketball and WOGO Sports season opener for your Lady Macs live on the road at Marshfield Columbus Catholic. Here with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, first and foremost, what do you think about the mentality of this group? A lot of teams that didn't win back-to-back state championships in volleyball maybe were able to turn their focus mentally to the new sport a lot earlier than your team, and yet your girls were playing at the highest level of competition in another sport. That has to help.
It just shows the testament to the volleyball coaches and the volleyball program, and they just did a great job this year. But again, we just have a lot of good athletes and a lot of good core with these girls. So,
Coach, depth has always been something where you've never been afraid to go 8, 9, 10 deep. Now, this year, obviously not as much experience, but are you still, especially in these non-conference games, going to see how deep can we go, how confident can we be in that bench?
Well, we're without Aubrey Dornden now, and we're going to miss her because Aubrey was just killing it in practice. But the thing is, we have a next-up mentality. So the next up, these girls can play, and I'm excited to see these girls have worked hard, and it's their opportunity, and so we're just excited to see what we have.
obviously playing very early on in the season, too. I know your opponent tonight, Columbus Catholic, did play on Tuesday, but about as early as you can get to schedule a game. How important is it to just get out there and play after battling and practice against one another?
Yes, it's very important. And again, we're just excited to get it started. And Marshfield Columbus is a good program and well-coached, so should be a good game.
And finally, Coach, goals for this season. Of course, you'd love to be able to get back to state once again. That's a long way off. But I know initially you even mentioned the Chippewa Herald. There's something that's eluded this team for a while, and that's a conference championship. And that has to be something written on a whiteboard for this team.
It is. It's a whiteboard for us. And I've been close like four or five seasons. But, again, it's just something we're going to focus on.
Well, Coach, I know since that afternoon in Green Bay, I've been looking forward to this. Can't wait to see you guys back in action. It's good to be back. Good to see you.
Well, thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage, and we appreciate it.
We're looking forward to it. That's head coach Don Cooper of the McDonald Lady Macs. It's basketball time here from Marshfield on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Almost time for basketball here on WOGO Sports. McDonald Central Catholic Lady Macs against the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons. Good to be with you. Caleb Swenson, Lori Geisler on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Lori, as a four-year high school and four-year college basketball player, I'll give this one over to you, a key or two tonight for these Lady Macs in their season opener starting out here an hour and a half away from home.
Yeah, no, I think as they take the court, they're just going to have to be patient and play within themselves and play to their strengths. Emily and Marley are going to have to step up and, you know, become more significant scorers than last year. And it's all about defense. The other side of the court playing tough defense and putting that pressure on that ball.
And that's something that Coach Cooper always preaches as well, is that defensive intensity. We can't wait. Game time tip-off is next here on WOGO Sports. Those are your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Tip-off next on WOGO.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Starting lineups being introduced for first for your McDonald Lady Max. Sophie Schmidgall, 5'10" forward, sophomore. Number one, Marley Hughes, 5'9" senior, one of two seniors on this roster, 9.4 points per game, 4.6 assists, 4.4 rebounds as well. Katie Ruff, the 5'10" junior, number 15. Number 22, 5'7" junior sharpshooter Emily Cooper, 55 three-pointers to lead the team at 11.1, leading returning scorer for Don Cooper's Lady Max. And Isabel Hartman, 5'6" junior, number 31, rounds up the starting five for McDonald head coach Don Cooper. McDonald coming off a 25-4 campaign last year, 12-2 second in the Western Clover Belt. The Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons on the eastern side of the Clover Belt Conference. Last year they were 12-13, 9-7, finished fourth in conference play. For Columbus Catholic, starting lineup to be introduced here on WOGO and WOGO.com. Say, Lori, the PA announcer is jacked for the first game here.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a Chicago Bulls game.
Starting lineup for Columbus Catholic, Sam Kasperson. She's a 5'4" junior guard.
5'4" junior, Sam Kasperson.
Next up for the Dons, number 12, Gracie Wilczek. 5'6" sophomore. Number 22, Haley Zimmerman, a 5'11" senior center. Averaged 8 points per game last year. And number 23 at the guard, Lily Stratman. She's a 5'5" senior. Averaged 4.1 points per game. And rounding out the starting five, Jenna Kibble, forward. 5'9" senior, 11 points per game last year for Kibble. Ron Wilczek is the head coach of Marshfield Columbus Catholic as we are ready to get underway.
Basic rules tonight.
McDonald and Columbus Catholic, the Dons in their home white uniforms. Navy blue trim on the side of the shorts and tanks. Blue numerals. Blue lettering, McDonald resplendent in their royal blue tops and bottoms, white numerals, white lettering, white piping. The McDonald Mac logo on the side of the shorts, and Marley Hughes will jump at midcourt. Marley wins the tap and is pulled down by Emily Cooper. McDonald will move left to right, pass tipped away out of bounds along the baseline away from Sophie Schmidgall, and we are ready to start.
Yeah, so look for McDonald to push the ball up the court. You know, a lot of players on this starting lineup, they play fast.
Marley throws it in, left side, out for a 25-foot three. Emily Cooper back rim, fight for the rebound underneath. Good work there by Izzy Hartman. Tie up possession going to go to the Dons.
Yep, just a little bit off for Emily's first shot.
McDonald showing some light backcourt pressure. Emily Cooper steps in front of a pass, pokes it away in the corner. Cooper trying to dribble out of traffic. She'll throw it off a Dons player out of bounds, and they'll reset with the inbound. Cooper knocking off Jenna Kibble. No score. 18 seconds into the first half. Here on Wogo Sports, Caleb Swenson, Lori Geisler with you. Marley Hughes, Daisy Hartman left wing. Hartman up top, Emily Cooper back to Marley Hughes. She'll step back for three, deep three left side. That one short, offensive rebound, knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald's Katie Ruff. And if you're just joining us, Aubrey Dorn not available tonight because of injury. Aubrey, the six-footer on this squad. A lot of big things expected for her. McDonald will test their depth, especially inside here tonight. Showing some backcourt pressure. Picking up the dribble on the back end. Haley Zimmerman, she's in trouble. Fires a dart near midcourt and a 10-second call. And McDonald's pressure, Lori.
Yeah, nice defense. Nice defense.
Inbounds from Ruff to Emily Cooper in the backcourt. Crossing the Dons logo at midcourt. Crossing over, getting a screen from Ruff. Left of the circle, drops it off. Izzy Hartman. Schmidgall rotates right side, Emily Cooper. Cooper up top, Marley Hughes. Hughes puts on the ground at the right corner. Out to Cooper. Cooper, ball fake. Drops it off left side, Izzy Hartman. Curling into lane. Hartman splits two defenders up and in for two.
Wow.
That's a nice move by Izzy, the junior. Put McDonald on the board, and she gets the honor of the first basket for McDonald 2022-23.
Yeah, that was a nice move by Izzy. It was a slashing move and quick to the rim.
Now a turnover on the far side. Maybe could have been a walk, but Jenna Kibble stepped on the sideline. Emily Cooper across the timeline. High on the left, Marley Hughes, ball on her hip. Drops it off the top. Schmidgall right side, Emily Cooper left her all alone for three. She'll pass it up top. Hartman rotates to Marley Hughes. Marley bumped up top, and that's going to be a whistle on a reach-in foul on Sam Kasperson, the 5'4 junior. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Emily Cooper working off a screen from Ruff, left side. Marley Hughes, new shot fake. Drops it down to Katie Ruff, right block, kicks out, right wing. Crossing over, Emily Cooper drops it down to Katie Ruff, and Ruff couldn't handle it out of bounds.
Katie reading her lips in, my bad. Yep, Katie just missed it. She'll get it the next time.
Pocket pass from McDonald's assist leader, almost five dimes per game for Emily Cooper. Close to that from Marley Hughes last year as well. 2-0 McDonald. High pass, right corner, handled by Haley Zimmerman. Zimmerman at 5'11", tallest player on the floor for Ron Wilczek. We've got a tie-up, and possession should be going to McDonald, and it will. We talked about defense pregame, Lori.
Yeah, aggressive play by Emily. She's relentless out there.
And the aforementioned Emily Cooper across the logo, right wing, Marley Hughes outside the arc, drops off. Schmidgall left wing. Emily Cooper leaves it up top. Izzy Hartman, who has the only basket of the game so far. Marley Hughes curling into the paint. Kick out Emily Cooper. Deep three left wing. That one just a little bit short. Katie Ruff fighting for the rebound, but pulled down by the Dons.
Yep, nice shot by Emily. Good open shot. Just
ball knocked loose in the backcourt. Sophie Schmidgall almost came up with it. Pass left wing. Jenna Kibble. Kibble pulls up from 10 feet. No, ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald with 15:27 to go first half. So far, the pace of this game would seem to be one that McDonald's more comfortable with. Inbounds left corner to Gracie Wilczek. Wilczek will dump it off right wing, Haley Zimmerman. Zimmerman floats one down to the corner. Sam Kasperson rotates left wing into the corner. 18-foot jumper. That one coming up well short, maybe off the side of the backboard. Picked out to Kasperson. Kasperson bound pass stolen away by Emily Cooper. Cooper racing to the hoop. Layup good.
Yep, so aggressive in that zone.
4-0 McDonald. Emily Cooper, her first points. Again, the leading returning scorer for McDonald. 11.9. And Marley Hughes swats a pass out of bounds, three rows up. Quick timeout taken by head coach Don Cooper. Back in 30 seconds, we will be as well. Half a minute break here on WOGO Sports. McDonald leading early 4-0.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
.453 remaining here. First half, McDonald leading 4-0. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. It's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Out of timeout, McDonald with traffic defense. Pass knocked away for a moment. Now a quick reach and foul. We'll see if they get Izzy Hartman or Marley Hughes for that one. I think they got Izzy with the first foul of the game for McDonald.
Yep, just a little bit too aggressive, a little bit too handsy.
Team fouls even at one apiece. Inbounds pass. Lily Stratman to Kasperson, right wing. Kasperson drops to the high post at Zimmerman. Drop down to the left block. Stepping back for an 18-foot jumper, right corner. Missed by Kasperson. Rebound to Ruff. Push ahead to Marley Hughes from Emily Cooper. Marley Hughes, hesitation. Right wing, up top, Schmidgall. Sophie is a freshman last year. I remember when everybody was hurt or sick in that Rice Lake game. Sophie got to play at the varsity level as a freshman.
Yeah.
And a walk call at McDonald. First substitution. As Izzy Hartman goes out, Kylie Jensen, the 5'6" junior, number 34, into the game for McDonald.
Yep, some full court pressure here. They play really long in this press.
Marley Hughes knocks another pass out of bounds. You've kind of got Marley roaming around the midcourt stripe, Lori, and just almost like a linebacker, free safety out there, just looking for the point guard.
She does a great job anticipating where that pass is going, gets in that passing lane.
Don's having it in the corner, trying to sneak a bounce pass along the baseline. They will not as it hits the end line. The official's right on top of that one. And Katie Ruff will inbound. 4-0 McDonald. Just over 4 minutes gone by here, first half, from Columbus Catholic in Marshfield. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports. Marley Hughes out to Jensen. Jensen loops it up top. Schmidgall right wing. Emily Cooper. Cooper across the foul line. Back to Kylie Jensen. Jensen at the right corner. Sophie Schmidgall, the sophomore, right wing. Sophie, couple bounces. Up top, Marley Hughes, straight on. Marley down the left side of the lane, barreling up with the left hand. A little bit too strong with the layup. Rebound pulled down by Gracie Wilczek. Wilczek stumbles across the timeline. Incidental contact. Push ahead to Sophie Schmidgall. McDonald gets the loose ball. Sophie driving in hard. Can't get the layup to fall. Rebound pulled down by Haley Klum, the freshman for Columbus Catholic. Klum, the leading scorer on Tuesday night for Marshfield Columbus with 10 points. 5'9", but just a freshman. Off corner, that's Wilczek, and her pass stolen away, stepping in front of it. The free safety there, Emily Cooper. And Cooper across the timeline, left wing, Kylie Jensen. Jensen, head fake, driving baseline, tied up, and we'll get a foul call. No, it's going to be a travel. Not for a second, they might call block or charge down there, Lori, but yeah, steps first.
Yep, that's the third steal by Emily so far this game.
Again, Emily Cooper, leading pickpocket for McDonald last year, 4.3 steals per game, and she looks like she's ready to add to that average early on.
Yep.
Here's a steal by McDonald. Marley Hughes, 4-3, right wing, back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by the Max. Back out to Marley on the right wing. Katie Ruff left side. Callie Goulet is now in the game, the 5'10 junior.
Yep, they have Callie at the top of that press. She's really athletic. She goes after that ball.
Callie's a player last year, Lori, that you could just tell she buys in on defense.
Yeah, yep. She's quite the athlete.
Left wing, Kylie Jensen off the inbound. Back out to Emily Cooper. McDonald stuck on 4 points for a bit here. Under 12 and a half to play in the first half. Callie Goulet, pass gets through her hands, but Emily Cooper in the right corner. Cooper, left-handed dribble drive. Beautiful no-look pass down low to Ruff. Ruff up and in for two. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Emily sees the court so well.
Wow, just a pocket pass. It's Katie Ruff up and in for two, and now a whistle far side of the floor in front of the McDonald bench. Kylie Jensen picks up the foul. Wilczek steps out for Columbus Catholic. Into the game, Maggie Callahan, 5'7" junior guard, averaged 8.7 points per game last year. McDonald again trapping pressure near midcourt. Columbus Catholic, low bounce pass. And a kick out, air ball by Kasperson, right corner. Ball knocked out of bounds, last touched by Haley Klum. It'll be McDonald basketball with a two-possession lead, 6-0 with 11:55 to play in the first half. Cooper will jog it across midcourt. Emily Cooper down the right side of the lane, flips it out. Up top, Callie Goulet, and they'll get Callie for steps. Just a little bit of hesitation on what she wanted to do there.
Yep, sometimes Callie's just a little bit too quick for the game, but she'll settle in.
Now Maddie Geisler coming in for the first time tonight. 5'5", the junior, wears number 5. 3 of 8 on threes last year was Maddie. Again, Lori, I'm guessing Maddie's quite the shooter if you leave her open, if the family bloodlines are still in effect.
Yeah. We call her the chucker.
Kasperson comes up short on a left wing three. Pass almost thrown away in the corner, retrieved by Haley Klum. Klum along the baseline, kicks it out left corner. Maggie Callahan. Callahan driving the paint. Scooping shot, no. Geisler can't quite get the rebound. So elaborate a little bit on that nickname.
She's kind of unconscious when she shoots. She just keeps shooting.
Now, did she and Anna have some good driveway battles?
They do. And her younger sister doesn't like when her older sister wins.
McDonald again relentless as Kasperson gives it up to Klum in the corner, and Klum going to draw a foul.
Yep, a little bit too aggressive on the pressure there, Maddie Geisler.
Maddie picks up her first, the team's third. Still 6-0 McDonald, 10:59 to go first half. Inbound to Maggie Callahan against Callie Goulet. She's trapped, throws it right corner. Kylie Jensen steps in front of the pass, knocks it away, and last touch by Jensen. That one was close. She almost knocked it off of Klum over there. And inbounding will be Lily Stratman, the senior. Stratman to the right of the McDonald bench. Throws it in to Jenna Kibble. Pass tipped. 16-foot jumper, all air. Fight for the rebound. Maddie down low, fighting for that one. Held ball, possession will go to McDonald. Good scrap down there by the junior for the Lady Max. And Katie Ruff will inbound. I don't think Katie's come out of this game yet.
No, I don't think she has. Emily's out, so Marley's got the point.
Marley, beautiful pass down low to Callie Goulet, and Marley showing that she can drop the dimes as well. Four different players have scored for McDonald. They lead 8-0. Under 10.5 to go first half. Three-quarter court pressure. Lily Stratman walked with the basketball. And now McDonald will sub in. Schmidgall back in. Izzy Hartman along with Emily Cooper. Callie Goulet will take a seat. Now Katie Ruff will get a break, as will Marley Hughes. And Coach Cooper typically not afraid to go 8 to 9 deep, sometimes even 10 deep, with the depth that he's had in recent years. And certainly the more varsity experience some of these younger players get, you'd think he'd have that comfort level again. There's a lot of athletes on that bench.
Yep, a lot of great athletes. Got to figure out what their role is, but he's given them good opportunity to get on the court.
Offensive foul called against McDonald. They got Emily Cooper, and I missed that, Lori. But
I did too.
Looks like they may have called it. I would think it'd be in the area of an illegal screen. Either way, that's the first foul on Emily team's fourth. Long inbounds pass bobbled for a moment by Kasperson. She retrieves and up against Kylie Jensen, right corner. Working the pivot foot. Bounces to Kibble. Kibble at the right block extended. Up top is Lily Stratman. Stratman back in the corner. Kaspersen puts on the floor with the left hand. Pass tip.
Oh, nice.
Stolen away by Izzy Hartman after the tip. Hartman down the right side of the lane. Gathers up with a shot. No continuation. They won't count it. Foul occurred on the ground. If this were the NBA, that would have been an end one.
Definitely.
But again, the steals from McDonald, Lori, but the tipped passes, I haven't tallied how many there have been, but Coach Cooper has to be very upbeat about that.
Yeah, this team is quick to the ball, and they're an aggressive defensive team.
Hands in every passing lane as Emily Cooper will inbound, dumps it in left corner, Schmidgall. Maddie Geisler hands off to Emily Cooper, left wing. Cooper resets between the wheels up top. 9.5 minutes to go, first half. McDonald leading 8-0. Maddie Geisler thought about a three, pulls it down. Top of the key out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen now at the foul line down the left side, going up hard with the left hand, a little bit too strong. Rebound gathered in by Jenna Kibble. And now the Dons will push the opposite direction. Eastern Cloverbelt against Western Cloverbelt here, stepping up for a three and heaving one up and in. A timeout taken by Marshfield Columbus. Maggie Callahan with the three. That's the first points for Columbus Catholic. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Lori Geisler with you on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Coming out of the timeout, a traveling violation for McDonald in the backcourt. Callie Goulet will sub in here for Kylie Jensen. Underneath the hoop, two of the blocks, two in the corners. The Columbus Catholic Dons. Pass almost thrown away. And Jenna Kibble has to run down three quarters of the court to pull that one back in. Kibble against Marley Hughes. Top of the key and throws away into the corner. Looking for Gracie Wilczek. And maybe they'll say that was tipped, Lori.
Yeah, I think she may have got her hand on that ball going out of bounds.
So Wilczek will inbound. In the right corner, drops it in for Kibble. Kibble outside the arc. Loops it over for Maggie Callahan. Callahan has hit that three already tonight. It's 8-3 McDonald, under 9 to go in the first half here in Marshfield. Relentless defense by Schmidgall up top, and another pass knocked away. Izzy Hartman got in the way of that one. Gracie Wilczek will inbound just to the left of our vantage point here, courtside. And a few rows up, Wilczek. Throws it in to Jenna Kibble. Kibble on the left wing, matched up against Marley Hughes. Kicks over to Maggie Callahan. Callahan down the lane. Runner no from 10 feet. Ball goes through several pairs of hands before Sophie Schmidgall able to retrieve it. Long push ahead to Izzy Hartman. Hartman attacking along the baseline. Shot up and no, and a foul. Nope. Travel call first. Maybe some of those early season nerves a little bit too, and just we've seen a few traveling violations here tonight. Just little things to clean up.
Yep, little things to clean up. It's a low scoring game, which you kind of anticipate the first half as they're forming their new team, but a lot of good things to build on.
And the defense has been phenomenal.
Yes.
For McDonald. Sophie Schmidgall pokes another one away, retrieved up top, though, by Gracie Wilczek. Wilczek against Callie Goulet, and Goulet pokes away to the arms of Marley Hughes. Push ahead to Sophie Schmidgall down the left side of the lane. Layup is good.
Yeah. That's one of the strengths of this team, is to be able to push this ball up the floor.
10 points for McDonald. 5 baskets, 5 different players. Another pass knocked out of bounds in the scorer's table. It will be Don's basketball. Or will it? Sophie Schmidgall will inbound. I know this was a throwaway on Marshfield Columbus. Emily Cooper calling out the play as she traverses the timeline to Marley Hughes, high on the right. Marley holding overhead. Moves to the right side for Emily Cooper. Cooper drops down to Sophie Schmidgall. Cross-court skip. And now we have another offensive foul called on McDonald. And I think it was on Callie Goulet. I was trying to see if that was Hartman or Goulet. And
yeah, I think it was Callie Goulet.
I think something with maybe that screening action coming across the baseline.
Yep, a little bit something. Too aggressive there.
So that's 5 team fouls on McDonald. A kick ball on the other side. 10-3 the Lady Macs. 7:37 to go here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Lori Geisler in the season debut for Don Cooper's Lady Macs. Coming off that 25-4 campaign, back-to-back trips to Green Bay and the state tournaments. Inbounds left corner, Maggie Callahan. She has the only points right now. She dribbles off the back of her sneaker, retrieves it in the backcourt, and that's an over-back violation. And Callahan trying to say it was tipped by McDonald. And Coach Wilczek trying to make that call as well, but the officials will say it's Lady Max basketball.
Yep, that was good pressure by Emily Cooper. Forced that turnover.
Sophie will inbound. Emily Cooper near midcourt. Cooper to Izzy Hartman, right wing. Back to Emily straight on. Hartman between the wheels up top. Izzy right side. Emily Cooper holds on her hip, back up to Izzy Hartman between the circles. Left side at Sophie Schmidgall. Top of the key. Hartman rotates right side. Deep three for Emily Cooper. That one a little bit too long. Emily's still looking for her first hit from long range of the season. And now a quick reach in on Sophie Schmidgall. In the backcourt, give us time to let you know that you can make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Kibble in the backcourt against Marley Hughes. I think she's probably getting tired of Marley being right in her face this whole first half.
Yeah, I don't think I know.
Knocked away by Cooper to Marley Hughes. Cooper to Schmidgall. Schmidgall down the lane. No on the layup. Pulled down by Maggie Callahan.
Nice push up the floor, though.
Has a pass tipped but retrieved in the right corner by Zimmerman. Kibble into the lane. Pushes a pass in the left corner. 3 on the way for the Dons. Too long for Gracie Wilczek. Rebound Emily Cooper across the logo at midcourt. Happens to go to Free McDonald here in the first half from Marshfield Columbus. Hartman right wing. Emily Cooper. And a timeout taken by Coach Cooper with 6:17 to play. Full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds as well. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account, insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the 3 and the lead at 24-23.
Mistral Euro step between 3 defenders and scores.
Deep 3, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
Emily. Here is Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back. McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, live from Marshfield Columbus Catholic High School. Caleb Swenson, Lori Geisler, as with 6:17 to play in the first half, McDonald has possession and leads 10-3, 5 different players each with a bucket for Coach Don Cooper. Marley Hughes will inbound in front of the Columbus Catholic student section to Emily Cooper. Cooper right wing to Marley Hughes. Callie Goulet right corner. Foot on the line. Long cross court skip. Marley Hughes. Hughes setting up the offense. Maybe calling for a screen. She'll go left side. Marley gets it back for Emily Cooper. Rotates down. Katie Ruff. Ruff feeds the post. Or rather, Ruff gets it in the post. Up top to Marley between the circles. Left side, Sophie Schmidgall, the sophomore. Sophie up top, Marley Hughes. Hughes holding, right side, Callie Goulet. Goulet sneaks a bounce pass down to Sophie Schmidgall. Schmidgall turning into the lane, blocked on the way up. I think they might get her for a travel first, yep. And they did.
Yep. One extra step there.
Maddie Geisler comes in for Callie Goulet. And 5:39 to go now in the first half. A lot of juniors on this roster for McDonald. Up top for the Dons at the right post. Kick out left corner. Wilczek for three. That one comes up short side of the iron. Ball caroms off a couple of hands. And then a push ahead to Marley Hughes. Good work by Maddie Geisler. Hughes down the lane. Takes contact. Shot won't fall. But Marley going to the line shooting two. And I believe this is the first trip to the foul line for McDonald here tonight. Marley Hughes last year a 58% foul shooter.
Yeah, Marley got decked on that one.
First free throw for Marley is perfect. That's her first point here tonight. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, as Marley is perfect on both free throws. Now six different players, each with 2 points for McDonald. They lead 12-3.
They got Marley on the top here on this 1-3-1.
And Marley commits the foul. I believe that's just her first. 5:10 to go, but that is the team's seventh. And so a 1-1 opportunity with the clock stopped to climb a little bit closer. And shooting the free throws will be Maggie Callahan. She has the only points tonight here. The 5'7 junior four, Coach Wilczek and Columbus Catholic. 1-1, first free throw is good, so give Callahan 4 points. Callahan back at the line. Second free throw is away. Good rotation. That one good as well. 5 points for Callahan. It's 12-5 McDonald with a 7-point lead. And now the Dons coming out with a little three-quarter court pressure. Cooper shoots it to Marley Hughes. Hughes across the timeline to Maddie Geisler. Junior to senior up top. Marley drops into the high post. Sophie Schmidgall turns down to Katie Ruff. Pass tipped back out to Marley Hughes on the right wing. Marley loops it over to Maddie Geisler. Wide open for three. That one just rims out for Maddie. McDonald still looking for their first hit from downtown here tonight. Had some good looks, Lori.
Yeah, I know they had some good shots. Just not falling quite yet. But, you know, these players, they move on to the next shot. They'll keep shooting.
Emily Cooper to inbound. She'll lob it into Marley Hughes, high on the right. Marley holds it on her hip for a moment. For Emily Cooper, left of the circle. Back to Maddie Geisler, right wing. Maddie and Emily Cooper. She'll spot up a three. That one online, just off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Katie Ruff blocked on the way up.
Yep. Katie had a nice rebound, just didn't quite score up to get that put back.
Lily Stratman up top for Haley Zimmerman. They'll rotate down along the corner, and a blocking foul called on McDonald as Megan Callahan headed down the baseline. And that will be on Sophie Schmidgall. Team's eighth, and that's the second on Sophie, the sophomore. And so,
yep, Sophie had the right idea, just didn't quite move her feet.
Callie Goulet subs in for Katie Ruff. Sophie's going to stay out there with the two fouls right now, and Callahan back at the line. She's carried the scoring load here for the Dons. Still a 1-1, and she's perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. McDonald's lead cut in half, 12-6 with 4:21 to play. Second free throw attempt for Callahan on this trip. Fourth attempt tonight, and that one, friendly rim. She goes all around the inside of the iron and in. 5-point game, 2-possession lead for McDonald, 12-7. Emily Cooper to Marley Hughes. Hughes waiting a moment in the backcourt. Flips to Maddie Geisel, left wing. Maddie back to Marley. Marley fakes the pass, working the dribble up top. Calling out directions to Callie Goulet. Back to Maddie Geisler. Geisler for three, left of the circle. That one comes up short. Out of bounds to the Dons. And you wonder sometimes, too, as a shooter, Lori, when you're in a very different gym and not one in your conference that you've played in very often, the sight lines are just a little bit different sometimes, and the warm-ups aren't always enough to get used to it. Sometimes you need a whole half.
Yeah. A little bit of that, but probably more so it's just the first game of the year. You just got to settle in.
And Coach Cooper, I think, has the green light to a lot of these girls to just keep shooting as Maggie Callahan, too long on a three-pointer from the left side. Marley Hughes
nice
pulls
pull
up, goes glass from the left block, and good.
Beautiful pull-up.
First field goal for Marley Hughes. She has 4 points to lead the way for McDonald. They're up 14-7, just under 3.5 minutes to go. Quick trigger on a three, well short from the right corner, and Sophie Schmidgall off to the races. Schmidgall trying to beat everyone down the court on the rebound, comes up short on the layup attempt. Callie Goulet, offensive rebound, put back, no, but a foul. And Callie Goulet will go to the line with 2 points, looking for a couple more.
Yep, that was a nice rebound by Callie.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Off the mark on the first free throw for Callie Goulet. Stratman back in for Coach Wilczek and Columbus Catholic. Callie Goulet looking for her third point tonight here with his second free throw. Low crouch, free throw good, arcs too strong though, back rim. Left side, a quick whistle, and I think stepping on the sideline that time.
Yep, a little bit Kasperson. Too much pressure from the McDonald defense there.
Now Kendall Hepler comes in for the first time tonight for McDonald. 5'8 sophomore, number 21. Left side, open look at a three for Jensen. That one a bit too long from the left corner. Goulet chases it down. Emily Cooper left wing, back to Marley Hughes. Hughes will try a deep three right side. There's the first make for McDonald. First hit from long range for the Lady Macs on the season, and tonight Marley Hughes hit 33 threes last year. The other side, a quick bucket for Columbus Catholic. I actually missed, I think that was Kibble on the two. Whistle on the other side, and another traveling violation called.
Yep, beautiful ball movement, but dragged her foot a little bit while she was going up for the shot.
17-9, McDonald, 2:20 and counting to go here first half from Columbus. Hefler guarding the point guard left wing. Nice drive to the basket. No one picked up the 5'9 freshman Haley Klum, and Klum soars to the hoop along the left baseline. Again, she had double-digit points, 10, on Tuesday night. That's her first basket here tonight, and it's a six-point game, 17-11 McDonald. Izzy Hartman set to come back in for Coach Cooper. Emily Cooper left wing to Hefler. Swings it into Jensen. Jensen in the paint through contact, bumped on the way up, and she will earn a trip to the line. 18 fouls on McDonald, and that is the sixth. So bonus the rest of the way for the Lady Macs. Izzy Hartman in for Kylie Jensen. Excuse me, not a shooting foul. Marley Hughes will inbound. Skyscraper stack at the foul line. Emily Cooper, the outlet left wing. Marley Hughes holding, waiting, and goes up high to Izzy Hartman right at the circle. Hartman driving in. Beautiful Euro step high off the glass. No. Rebound kicked out, and the Dons retrieve. They'll try to push. Across midcourt, long pass gets away in the corner from Haley Klum and Sam Kasperson. Maybe a side benefit, Lori, of some of this McDonald pressure is just making the Dons so uncomfortable that they're hurrying even their passes in transition.
Yeah, I think Dons are having a hard time settling into their offense. A lot of pressure from McDonald.
Effler left side. Emily Cooper. Cooper traverses into the lane. Nice pass down low. Callie Goulet high off the window and in. Goulet now with 4 points. McDonald's lead back up to 8, 19 to 11. Left side, Kasperson. Checked by Goulet and Heffler. Left wing to Stratton. They'll rotate down right corner. Klum pulls up from 16 feet. That's good. A sweet-looking shot.
Yeah, no, that was a beautiful shot.
See why she's playing varsity right away. 19-13, McDonald up 6, final minute, first half. WOGO Sports live from Marshfield. And changing her pivot foot, and the refs caught it, was Izzy Hartman. Quick sub coming in here. Hartman's going to come out, and Sophie Schmidgall in for the final 51.2. Coming up, the Hy-Vee halftime show. Halftime stats, highlights, and analysis. Callahan running the point for Coach Wilczek and Columbus Catholic. Kasperson, pass to the left corner. That's Kibble. Kibble back to Callahan. Callahan driving left baseline. Runner off the far side of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Emily Cooper. Cooper weaving through traffic, and she's going to draw a foul in the backcourt. A bit of a bump there.
Yeah. It's hard to steal the ball from Emily. She's a talented dribbler.
33 seconds left, and now Emily Cooper, her first trip to the line of the season. Cooper's first free throw on the 1-1 is good. So Emily Cooper now sitting at 3 points. And we'll get another attempt here. Cooper's second free throw, just as nice the second time. 4 for Emily Cooper, 8 is the lead for McDonald with 32 seconds to go. Left side, bump, and a blocking foul on Callie Goulet. I believe that's her second, team's ninth. And so bonus free throws here on the other side of the court as Haley Klum will go to the line. Still a 1-1 situation here, and that is the second on Callie Goulet. First free throw is good for Klum, and she's quickly climbing the scoring ladder here with 5 points behind only Maggie Callahan, 7. Katie Ruff will come in for Schmidgall. 25.6 remaining in a 7-point game.
Yeah, Haley Klum is only a freshman.
Second attempt is good, and Klum has 6 points again. Look, after 10 on Tuesday night.
Looks like a poised freshman.
Kylie Jensen flips over to Emily Cooper. Back to Jensen across the timeline to Callie Goulet with 18 seconds to play in a 6-point game. Cooper to Marley Hughes, left corner. Loops to Callie Goulet at the right block. Callie attacking
nice
the paint and scores.
Nice seal, Katie.
As you mentioned, Katie Ruff, a great seal there to get Callie that open path to the hoop.
Nice job by Callie finishing.
And the clock will hit zeros in the first half. McDonald leading 23-15 after one half complete. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. 3.5 minutes when we're back here on WOGO Sports. At the half, McDonald leads at 23-15 over Columbus Catholic here in Marshfield.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Mistral Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
Emily. Here is Ben.
Yes! Relentless number 19!
Advertise.
Lopez and Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Live from Columbus Catholic here in Marshfield, Caleb Swenson, Lori Geisler. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Well, there's some smiles on the McDonald's side as they're up 23-15 here at the break. We'll dive into some of those halftime stats and highlights in a moment. But first, from a coaching perspective, Lori Geisler, what do you think Coach Cooper's telling the girls here after a first half where the defensive intensity was phenomenal? The offense still, you know, probably looking like, yeah, this is the first game out, but a lot of positives to build on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the shots that they took were all great shots, just didn't fall. I'm sure he's just letting them know to keep shooting, keep working the offense, and take what the defense gives you.
And, again, a little foul trouble, but not really anything significant. We saw multiple players with just one foul, too, but nothing, again, with the type of defense that they're playing, the level of intensity that they're playing with on the defensive side, to stay fairly clean in the first half in terms of no one getting in any significant foul trouble is also a win.
Yeah, definitely a win. This is a fast team. They're an aggressive team. Just a couple fouls, but with more experience, I'm sure they'll just settle in.
Well, let's take a listen to some of the first half highlights, and then after the break we'll get the leading scores. But this is how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports. Hartman. Schmidgall rotates right side. Emily Cooper. Cooper up top, Marley Hughes. Hughes puts on the ground at the right corner. Out to Cooper. Cooper, ball fake. Drops it off left side. Izzy Hartman, curling lane. Hartman splits two defenders up and in for two.
Wow.
That's a nice move by Izzy. Ellie Jensen off the inbound. Back out to Emily Cooper. McDonald stuck on 4 points for a bit here. Under 12 and a half to play in the first half. Callie Goulet, pass gets through her hands, but Emily Cooper in the right corner. Cooper, left-handed dribble drive. Beautiful no-look pass down low to Ruff. Ruff up and in for two. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Emily sees the court so well. To build on.
And the defense has been phenomenal for McDonald. Sophie Schmidgall pokes another one away, retrieved up top, though, by Gracie Wilczek. Wilczek against Callie Goulet, and Goulet pokes away to the arms of Marley Hughes. Push ahead to Sophie Schmidgall down the left side of the lane. Layup is good.
Yeah.
Offside. Open look at a three for Jensen. That one a bit too long from the left corner. Goulet chases it down. Emily Cooper left wing. Back to Marley Hughes. Hughes will try a deep three right side. There's the first make for McDonald.
Looks like a poised freshman.
Kylie Jensen flips over to Emily Cooper. Back to Jensen across the timeline to Callie Goulet with 18 seconds to play in a six-point game. Cooper to Marley Hughes left corner. Loops to Callie Goulet at the right block. Callie attacking
nice
the
seal.
Paint and scores.
Nice seal, Katie.
As you mentioned, Katie Ruff, a great seal there to get Callie that open path. Your halftime highlights here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. McDonald leading 23-15 at the break. We will take a 60-second break and be back after this with your leading scores on both sides. McDonald up 8 in their first game of the season here on the road in Marshfield, back in 60 seconds.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show here on WOGO Sports. McDonald has retaken the court, getting warmed up for the second half. They lead by 8, 23-15. Caleb Swenson, Lori Geisler with you. First half leading scores. Just three players have scored so far for Columbus Catholic. 7 for Maggie Callahan, 1-3, and then 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Then the talented freshman Haley Klum with 6 points late going there in the first half, and 2 for Jenna Kibble on the other side. For McDonald, 6 different players have scored, led by 7 from Marley Hughes, including 1 hit from downtown. Callie Goulet with 6 points in the first half, the junior having an excellent first half. Emily Cooper with 4 points and 2 apiece for Sophie Schmidgall, Katie Ruff, and Izzy Hartman. What do you think going into the second half here, Lori? What's the next building block maybe for this McDonald team, saying, okay, we're up by 8, we want to stretch that, of course, and see if we can get to double digits, move on from there too. But when they look at, you know, from a player's perspective, when they look at the first half, what do they want to do here in the second half to make sure, for one thing, that Columbus doesn't get back into this?
Yeah, I think keep playing aggressive defense. They're having a very good defensive game. There's tip balls, there's steals. Keep applying the pressure.
Well, we are less than 20 seconds away here from the second half, 23-15. McDonald, give us a moment to let you know that at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. So don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, longtime supporters here of WOGO Sports. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And cvosm.com/WOGO. Second half starters for McDonald: Sophie Schmidgall, Marley Hughes, Katie Ruff, Emily Cooper, and Isabel Hartman. And on the other side for the Don should be their starting five as well, too: Sam Kasperson, Gracie Wilczek, Haley Zimmerman, Lily Stratman, and Jenna Kibble. Columbus Catholic will have possession to start the second half. Moving left to right now, Wilczek will inbound to Kasperson. Near midcourt, Callie Goulet right in her face. Pass right side to Wilczek. She'll drop it to the high post. Kick out Kasperson. Left side. Deep two from about 19 feet. And that one in and out and knocked away out of bounds. And a photographer is going to have to go through a curtain on the stage to go find the basketball.
You don't see that too much.
Not very often. Inbounds from Isabel Hartman to Cooper. She and Cooper will play catch in the backcourt as they'll break the light backcourt pressure. Callie Goulet, right wing, and she drug the pivot foot coming to a quick stop. And Callie kind of looking down at her shoes like they betrayed her a little bit there.
Yep, sometimes her feet are a little too fast.
Inbounds in the backcourt, Callie Goulet. Working hard against Lily Stratman. Stratman picks up her dribble, trying to split a double team. Goes to Kasperson, left wing. Back to Stratman, high on the left. Callie Goulet just right in her face. Left wing, Stratman, 4-3. Kasperson, excuse me, front of the iron. No good. Offensive rebound put back too strong, though, by Kibble. Offensive rebound tipped away. Izzy Hartman got that, but I think it was Emily Cooper who knocked it away. Cooper up top. They left her alone for three. Straight on, straight in.
Yep, that's not a good idea.
Emily Cooper from about 3-4 feet beyond the arc.
Yep.
And that's her first make of the season, the first of what will probably be many.
Yep. Marshfield can't leave her that open.
She hit 55 last year, and another 10-second count on the Dons, but a timeout.
Looks like you got a timeout in.
So we'll take a timeout as well. Back in half a minute, this is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Minute 12 into the second half, 26-15. McDonald's opened up a double-digit lead, and Emily Cooper, Lori, with her first make from downtown of the season, and it looked great.
Yep.
Over-and-back violation on the Dons.
Yep, she's definitely worked on her shot. It's much more fluid.
When you mentioned before, too, again, it seemed like last year the process of gathering, loading, and then shooting, and it's like you said, fluid. It's a much quicker release this year, which should help her, again, get her shot off over some taller players with less space.
Yes, definitely. If left open, she's deadly.
Hartman has her shot blocked along the baseline, then a tie-up, and possession will stay with McDonald. Good effort there on defense by Haley Zimmerman, the 5'11 senior. Down the floor, Callie Goulet, Katie Ruff, Izzy Hartman, Emily Cooper, who will inbound, and Marley Hughes, who's the outlet in the left corner. They'll throw to Marley, left wing. Marley back to Emily Cooper, spots up for three, left corner pocket, a little bit too strong. Rebound pulled down by the Dons, and they will push. That's Wilczek. Wilczek to Kasperson, left wing. Kasperson across the foul line, a little reach in on Callie Goulet, and that's the third on Callie. Sophie Schmidgall coming in, and Callie Goulet we'll take a seat. And I think Coach Cooper, hard to read his lips from over here, but I think he's telling her that's the kind of effort I want from you on defense.
Yeah, Callie's a talented defensive player.
It's the third whistle on Callie Goulet, first of the second half on either team. Another pass knocked out of bounds.
Marley
Hughes. Again, I don't know if Coach Cooper keeps tipped passes as a stat. I think he might. And I would really be curious to see just how many the team, and especially Marley Hughes, have tipped tonight. Pass again knocked away. Emily Cooper on the floor for it. It's pulled away by the Dons. Right side, Zimmerman. Zimmerman crossing over into the paint. Drops a bounce pass low and high off the glass and in is Gracie Wilczek. And Wilczek, that's her first points for the sophomore. 26-17, McDonald's lead back to 9. They had their first double-digit lead a few moments ago. Isabel Hartman just outside the paint. Sophie Schmidgall. Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper driving into the paint. Little runner comes up short. Offensive rebound, Katie Ruff. She's doubled along the baseline. And tie up in possession will go back to the Dons.
Yep, nice rebound.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Long pass ahead. Zimmerman along the right baseline, picked up by Ruff. She'll skip it out right side. That's Stratman. Stratman has it knocked away. Schmidgall digs it out. Sophie holding across Emily Cooper. Cooper straight on. Working a pivot foot. Right side feed Izzy Hartman. Hartman back to Emily Cooper. Cooper the point guard. Directing traffic back to Marley Hughes now. Hughes up top to Emily Cooper. Thought about a three. Izzy Hartman driving baseline. Nice move. Scoops it up with a right hand.
Beautiful move. And there's a steal.
And a steal by Emily Cooper. And Cooper hammered hard as she goes to the basket. She'll earn another trip to the line. But going back to that move by Hartman, we've seen a couple really nice moves in traffic by Izzy. There was a Euro step where I think she didn't quite finish it, but just we're seeing the athleticism from the junior.
Yeah, that's her game. She's been really working hard on that driving to the basket and finishing.
Cooper
struggled with that a little bit last year, but she's finishing this game.
3 for 3 from the free throw line now is Emily Cooper. And Emily sitting at 8 points. Give her 9. Perfect 4 for 4 from the line for Emily Cooper. 30-17 McDonald. Just over 3 minutes gone by here in the first half. Second half, excuse me. And Emily Cooper steps in front of a pass. Free throw line jumper. No, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald.
Emily stole that ball, one dribble, shot, just missed it.
Emily Cooper making a play for double-digit steals here in the first game of the season.
There's
she
another
gets another one. Emily Cooper crossover, runner back iron, no, and kicked back out, though, as Emily Cooper off the carom gets her own offensive rebound to Kylie Jensen. Jensen takes some contact, no call along the baseline. Now wrestling for it down low, held ball again, and it will stay with McDonald. Kylie Jensen, some good, tough work there along the baseline. Emily Cooper will inbound. Cooper holding, and will go up top to Marley Hughes, right wing. Marley back to Emily Cooper on the left. Cooper one bounce back to Marley Hughes, wide open for her second three. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that looked great.
Marley Hughes, her second hit from downtown.
Nice rotation on that ball.
Marley Hughes into double digits now with 10. 33-17, McDonald starting to open this one up a little bit. Zimmerman misses a baseline jumper. Offensive rebound, kick out. Long three, and that one comes up well short for Callahan. But knocked off of McDonald out of bounds, the officials are saying.
Yep. McDonald tipped that ball.
So Stratman will inbound underneath the hoop. Two at the blocks, two at the corners for Columbus Catholic. Stratman inbounds, gets it into Kibble. Kibble is doubled, puts it down on the ground, and will get fouled there. And heads to the line with 14:02 to play. Her team trailing by 16. That's the second whistle against McDonald. And that foul went against Kylie Jensen. And that's her second.
Yep, had her arms a little bit too forward.
Kibble, free throw is good. We've seen some excellent free throw shooting here tonight. In fact, has either team missed a free throw?
I don't. Callie Gulieb, I think.
Oh, Callie Gulieb.
Yep.
Think. But overall, I think the coaches have to be both very happy on the quality of free throw shooting as Kibble hits a second. I mean, this early in the season, you can tell they put in that work.
Automatic.
Marley Hughes working off a trap to Maddie Geisler across the timeline. Maddie left wing. Back to Marley straight on. Marley drops to the high post. Sophie Schmidgall turns to face the hoop. Now back out on the right wing, Marley Hughes. Hughes holds, whips left side, Maddie Geisler. Geisler feeds the high post. Schmidgall kicks in the left corner. A little bobble there by Kylie Jensen. Fights it back out. Maddie Geisler, right wing, Marley Hughes. Hughes pulls it back to Maddie Geisler. Maddie on the left wing, back to Marley. Marley dumps it down, short corner. Kylie Jensen going up hard with the right hand. No, knocks it out of bounds. Last touch by Kylie. Going back to the Dons, but good fight there by the junior.
Yep, beautiful move to the rim. Just missed it.
13:27 to go now. Haley Klum back in. McDonald, backcourt pressure with Sophie Schmidgall. Against Flanagan, Kylie Jensen steps in front of a pass, knocks it away. Last touched by Jensen, but there's another tipped pass. 33-19, McDonald. And Callahan will inbound. Two of the blocks, two in the corners for the Dons. to Kibble right wing. Sophie Schmidgall right in her face. Kibble puts it on the floor at the foul line. Left side. That's Zimmerman. Zimmerman doubled and walked with the basketball. Another turnover for Columbus
Catholic.
Nice
pressure defense by McDonald, and they didn't foul.
Now McDonald inbound right in front of the Columbus bench. Patty Geisler drops it in for Marley Hughes. Marley. Long looping pass right in front of her own bench to Sophie Schmidgall. Back out to Marley. Marley shoots down Katie Roth. Good position down low. A little bit too strong from the right block. And Kibble with the rebound. Kibble across the logo at midcourt. The senior into the right corner and trying to save it there, but throwing it out of bounds. No touch by McDonald. Sam Kasperson went low for that one, trying to prevent it from leaking along the baseline. Almost threw it out of bounds, tipped by McDonald. As Marley Hughes and Katie Ruff will take a break, Callie Goulet back in. Emily Cooper, Kylie Jensen, Maddie Geisler, and Sophie Schmidgall, the five on the floor for Coach Cooper. Left side, Zimmerman. She'll loft a three from the left wing. That comes up short off the side of the iron. Rebound to Maddie Geisler.
That is a nice box out there.
Emily Cooper back to Maddie. Maddie, left wing. Holding, now working a right-handed bounce back to Emily Cooper. Cooper drops it down for Schmidgall. Bounce feed down low, working hard, getting position. Kylie Jensen walked with the ball, though. Yep.
Kylie's doing a good job getting to the rim. Dragged her foot that time.
At 12:20 remaining in the game. Again, kind of a low-scoring affair. Second game of this season. For Columbus Catholic, first for the Lady Max. Columbus trying to get to 1-1 on this season. McDonald looking for their first victory. Long two from the right corner, maybe rushed a little bit there by Klum. Rebound Emily Cooper. Cooper's going to push the pace across the timeline. Cooper hits the brakes. Kick out Maddie Geisler. Left wing three. That one's short. Offensive rebound attempt by Callie Goulet, but saved back to the Dons. Coming the other way is Kasperson. Kasperson, nice feed down low, but falling out of bounds and saving it back inside to the Max is Haley Klum. Now McDonald will push. Callie Goulet ahead of the pack, up and in for two.
Yeah, they do such a good job pushing that ball up the floor.
Goulet now with 8 points. Great job being rewarded running in transition. Love it when your bigs get out in front. Now Klum, 16-foot jumper, and again, a sweet look from the freshman.
She's a talented freshman.
She has 8 points. 35-21 McDonald, 11-18 remaining. Maddie Geisler left wing, drops it off for Emily Cooper. Outside the arc, back up top to Maddie. High post feed, Schmidgall kicks over to Callie Goulet. 14-foot jumper, back rim. Offensive rebound, put back, no, for McDonald. Schmidgall underneath. And rebound for Klum, and Klum is fouled underneath. Either Kylie Jensen or Sophie going to get that one.
Yep. Sophie just needed to pause there a little bit and lay that ball in.
That's the third whistle on McDonald here in the second half. And a timeout taken. Full timeout by Coach Cooper. We'll take it with him back in 60 seconds. Lady Max basketball on WOGO Sports.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Lori Geisler with you on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. 7 minutes gone by here in the second half from Marshfield Columbus Catholic High School. McDonald holding onto a 14-point lead as the Dons have the basketball moving left to right. Wilczek up top. for Callahan, hassled by Callie Goulet. Goulet back to Wilczek, right corner. Hop into the lane, and a foul on McDonald. That'll be the team's fourth. We'll see who this one goes against.
That might be on Callie.
That is Goulet's. That's her fourth, and it is. Callie's going to stay out there for now.
I think she'll come out of the game.
So Katie Ruff will sub in. Callie takes a seat, presumably for a bit here with 10:40 remaining. Wilczek to inbound, throws to Kibble right wing. Kibble, bounce pass, stolen away. Just guess who took that one away. Emily Cooper.
I think Emily's got about 7 steals.
Maddie Geisler wide open for 3, left wing just off the far side of the rim. Offensive rebound, put back in the air, soaring, a beautiful touch. Sophie Schmidtgo.
Wow, that was a very athletic move.
Sophie with 4 points. And a pass thrown away, but tipped by... I'm going to have to check this. It looked like number 24 on the far side, Courtney Summer, stumbled with the basketball and lost it out of bounds, but I believe the official said it was tipped, but I didn't see it. 37-21, McDonald. Marley Hughes now with a steal of her own. She'll hit the deck near midcourt. And a tie-up. And possession arrow going to the Dons. I think Coach Cooper's still looking for an explanation on something.
Yeah, I think he's talking with the refs here a little bit.
So inbounding on the far side of the floor will be Gracie Wilczek, the 5'6 sophomore. Over to Callahan. Callahan gives it up to Wilczek up top. Marley Hughes just dashing back and forth up top. Plum along the baseline. Good footwork, but blocked on the way up. Ruff, I think, got a piece of that. Offensive rebound put back by Jenna Kibble, and Kibble has 6. Marley Hughes left wing. Marley with a head fake. Long cross-court loop. Maddie Geisler. Emily Cooper back to Marley on the left. Outside the arc, Emily Cooper straight on. Cooper to Maddie Geisler right wing. The junior puts on the floor with the left hand. Back to fellow junior Emily Cooper. Cooper to Maddie Geisler. Geisler open for 3. Right of the circle off the front of the rim. No. Offensive rebound. Katie Ruff going up hard. No, but a foul.
That was a great box out by Katie Ruff.
Ruff working hard down there again in the absence of Aubrey Doran tonight. Ruff at 5'10", the junior, getting a lot of playing time, and she's worked hard there in the paint. Free throw for Ruff just off the mark. McDonald last year out-rebounded opponents 39-14 on average. We've seen, again, some good work on both sides of the floor. Rebounding for McDonald. A number of offensive rebounds tonight. Ruff second free throw is perfect. Good rotation on that one from Katie. She has 3 points here tonight. 38-23 McDonald, almost to the halfway point here the second half. Izzy Hartman and Kylie Jensen on Clum, the freshman. Working the right corner. Callahan splits 2 defenders and Ruff just took it away from her off a high dribble. Emily Cooper will push. Cooper left side, Kylie Jensen. Into the left corner, back out Emily Cooper. Cooper for 3, that's a deep one. That one rims in and out. Kylie Jensen fighting for the rebound. Another tie up here. Both teams just some great hustle. This will be McDonald basketball. Emily Cooper will inbound. Little stack of 3 at the top of the foul line, and Kylie Jensen on the left wing. A quick substitution as Kasperson comes in for Callahan.
That ball is just in and out for Emily.
Cooper holding, waiting. Flips to Kylie Jensen inside the arc left wing. Jensen back out near the foul line. Retreats. Left side, Emily Cooper. Cooper to Marley Hughes. Hughes at the foul line. Gets it back. Straight on. Deep 3 for Marley. That one pops in and out off the front rim. Offensive rebound, Katie Ruff. And a foul down low against the Dons. That'll be the 3rd on Marshfield Columbus. 38-23 McDonald, 8:42 remaining. Emily Cooper will inbound again. Cooper will go outlet up top, Kylie Jensen. Jensen immediately attacking the hoop. She's hit hard and
One too many steps, first. Kylie. One too many steps. Great drive to the lane, but not quite there.
15-point lead it remains for McDonald. Callahan hassled by Marley Hughes and hassled out of the ball. Kylie Jensen diving hard for it, and I think they'll get a push on Gracie Wilczek.
Yep.
That will be the fourth foul on the Dons, so now team fouls even at four apiece.
Kylie did a nice job anticipating that pass and stepping in that lane.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Kylie Jensen working off a slip screen from Emily Cooper, gives it back. Cooper fires a nice pass down low to Katie Ruff. Ruff a little bit too strong off the window. Rebound is loose, and we have a whistle and a foul probably on Kylie Jensen as she collided there with Lily Stratman on the floor. And I think Kendall Heffler is going to come back in. Kendall saw some action in the first half, and she will come in for Kylie Jensen. Kendall, number 21, 5'8", a sophomore. Along with Sophie Schmidgall, the pair of sophomores here on the varsity lineup. And Marley Hughes, another steal. Marley pushes ahead to Kendall Heffler, and Heffler couldn't quite get to it. Plum takes it away. Right side to Kibble. Kibble with a toe on the line, off the glass, and good. A deep two for Jenna Kibble. She has eight. 13-point lead for McDonald. Under eight to play. Izzy Hartman attacks the basket, runs hard into Kibble at the left block, and that will send Izzy Hartman to the line. 7:54 remaining. That will be the fifth team foul. Officials checking on something here. It is on Kibble. That is her second. Team fouls now even at five apiece. Hartman's first free throw is good. Izzy Hartman now sitting at 5 points. Second free throw attempt for the junior here. And that one perfect as well.
Coach Cooper's got to be happy with their free throw shooting performance.
Again, it's been really strong. We'll see if we can ask him about that after the game, as usually we're able to chat for a few moments. Up top for the Dons, now to Zimmerman in the corner. She's got an open look at a left corner three. That one throws a rope right into the side of the rim. Marley Hughes, hesitation right side, draws contact, flips it up with the right hand. No. Coming the other way, the Dons. Stratman, kick out. Quick three, no. Plum will save it back to Kibble. Kibble, left hand runner in the lane, no. Rebound to Ruff. Marley Hughes will slow it down a bit across the timeline. Emily Cooper, 40-25, McDonald leading by 15. Heffler back to Hartman, swings left wing. Emily Cooper to Marley Hughes in the left corner, back to Emily. Emily holding high above her head, rotates right side. Kendall Heffler right in front of her own bench, finds Marley Hughes, right block extended, back to Kendall. Up top, Izzy Hartman. Hartman pulls up 10 feet in the lane. Comes up a little bit short. Offensive rebound. Marley Hughes drew some contact. Going for an end one there. Shot won't fall. But Marley Hughes back to the line shooting two. Marley right now sitting at 10 points. She's hit her first two free throws tonight. Third attempt is good. Is no good, rather. As Katie Ruff out and Schmidgall back in. So Marley, 2 of 3 from the foul line. Last year, 58% free throw shooter. Second free throw is good. 75% on the night for Marley Hughes. She's at 11 points. The McDonald lead is 16. Callahan almost gave the ball to Emily Cooper. Another tip, deflection, whatever you want to call it for Emily Cooper, as she almost stole another one right in front of the scorer's table.
Yeah, she came out of nowhere in that one.
Kasperson in the right corner, three on the way. That one an air ball. Emily Cooper with the rebound. Cooper, long lead feed ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes can't get the layup to fall. Kendall Heffler flying through the air, can't get the follow. And a double dribble in the backcourt. As Maggie Callahan, a little sheepish there too. Just, I think she was trying to decide whether to sprint down the floor, heave a pass 40 feet ahead to a teammate. Just a little hesitation there for Callahan, who an excellent first half of 7 points.
She just kind of got caught up in the air with the ball.
Hartman to Marley Hughes, rotates to Emily Cooper, straddling the three-point arc left wing. Izzy Hartman fires a bullet down to Emily Cooper, goes behind her back in the left corner, out to Marley Hughes high on the left. Marley Hughes finds a cutting Kendall Heffler. Heffler has her shot blocked, gets it back along the baseline, kick out Emily Cooper to Marley Hughes. Hughes straight on, 4-3, straight in. The third hit from beyond the arc tonight for Miss Marley Hughes. Great work not only on the assist, but how about Kendall Heffler working hard, getting her own miss.
Yep, Kendall found that spot right on the baseline, and Marley hit her with the pass. Just didn't quite make it.
Callahan out to Stratman. Stratman up top, back to Callahan left wing. Heffler on her. Bounce pass right corner, Kasperson. Cross-court feed left corner. Pull up. Kibble in and out from 18 feet. Offensive rebound and a foul on the way up. Zimmerman earns a trip to the line. The 5'11 senior sneaking in for an offensive board. With 5:16 remaining, McDonald, their biggest lead of the night at 44-25. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, 3 generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Stelter Inc. at StelterIncorporated.com. The first free throw is good for Haley Zimmerman. 8 points per game last year as a junior. That's her first points tonight, and she's 2 for 2. Some good-looking free throws there. Timeout on the floor with 5:16 left. 60-second break. We are back in 1 minute here on WOGO Sports. McDonald leading 44-27.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
It's a ways away, but the McDonald bus will be 5:16 remaining. Columbus, December 8th. And the second half here from Marshfield at Columbus Catholic High School. Beautiful gymnasium here tonight. Caleb Swenson and Lori Geisler with you. First action of the season for your McDonald Central Lady Macs. First high school winter sports action here on WOGO. If you check out WOGO.com, look for the sports schedule. You can see the complete lineup of basketball and hockey games for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Max in the backcourt. Maddie Geisler across the timeline to Emily Cooper. Cooper at the left block extended, hesitates, taps the brakes, back out to Maddie left wing. Marley Hughes, who leads the way with 14 points, out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
That was a long three.
Goodness gracious, Emily Cooper, her second hit from beyond the arc. And that was just a rainbow right through the bottom of the net. 20-point lead for McDonald, 47-27. Their largest of the night as a pass gets away in the left corner from Jenna Kibble. Callie Gillet will come back in with those 4 foul. Kendall Heffler, after some good minutes, will take a seat on the bench. McDonald now facing 2-on-2 press. Inbounds to Marley Hughes, right back to Maddie Geisler. Geisler, cross-court pass, Marley Hughes. Hughes across the timeline safely. Shoots it down to Sophie Schmidgall, left block extended. Fights it back out to Marley Hughes. Maddie Geisler rolls right side. Long cross-court skip from Goulet to Marley Hughes in the left wing. Marley back to Maddie. Maddie Geisler puts on the floor with the left hand. Out to Emily Cooper. Cooper back to Marley Hughes, who's hit 2 threes here tonight. And Marley, a bullet pass down low.
Sophie Schmickel.
And Sophie Schmickel says thank you very much. Sophie, the sophomore, with 6 points. Largest lead for McDonald continues to grow, 49-27, as we traverse under 4 minutes to play here for Marshfield. Callie Goulet almost forcing
Callie's
an over.
Callie's got to be a little careful here. with four fouls.
Kasperson long cross-court skip to Stratman. Kick to Kibble. Long on the three from the left corner. Good offensive rebound and a tough putback by Haley Zimmerman. The senior, that's her first field goal. She's at 4 points. 20-point lead now for McDonald, 49-29. Emily Cooper trying to go past Stratman. The light right corner. Marley Hughes to match. They're three down off the mark. And rebound fought down by Kibble. Across the timeline, flip right side. That's Callahan. Hasn't scored in the second half after seven in the first. Wide open for a three left corner. That one comes up short for Kasperson. Rebound to Marley Hughes. Hughes directing traffic across the timeline. Lead feed ahead. Callie Goulet up and in for two.
Nice long court pass by Marley.
Callie
nice
Goulet back now back has 10 points. Like we mentioned before, Lori, she's just running the floor so well.
Yeah.
And having players like Marley and Emily Cooper who can look for you 60 feet down the floor is helpful too.
Yeah, all these players on the team, they're great ball handlers. And it's going to be one of their strengths for the season, pushing this ball up the floor and running the court.
Callahan good from 12 feet. Just as we said, she hadn't scored in the second half. She makes good on her eighth and ninth points. Callie Goulet again running one hard up the right baseline off the bounce pass from Marley Hughes. 12 on the night for Callie Goulet. 53-31. Lady Max. Kasperson fights it down low to Zimmerman, and Zimmerman over the soaring Sophie Schmidt.
Yeah, that
was
a nice pass by the Columbus player.
Good entry pass. Timeout taken. We'll step out. Be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports. The Lady Max lead by 20, late going second half.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Central Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Lori Geisler, Dawson Halverson. Back at the Wogo home base in Hallie, keeping things running smoothly on this rather chilly mid-November night. Good to be back to basketball here on Wogo Sports. A full slate coming up, including a Thanksgiving weekend twin bill of hockey on that Friday and Saturday after the holiday, as Greg Stewart will have Chi-High boys hockey coming up. Check out the complete sports schedule, McDonald and Chi-High Athletics at WOGO.com. 2:16 remaining in this one, 53-33 McDonald. They've really opened things up after leading 23-15 in the half. Scored 30 points so far here in the second. Emily Cooper across the timeline to Marley Hughes, Callie Goulet, Katie Ruff, and Kylie Jensen also on the floor for Coach Cooper. Good head fake along the baseline. Runner up and in for Emily Cooper as she faked her defender just out of her sneakers there.
Yeah, she did. She is. That move is a great move for Emily. She's got that down.
55-33 McDonald. Trapping pressure. Marley Hughes knocks one out of bounds into the bench. And now wholesale substitutions for the Lady Max. Kendall Heffler coming in. Izzy Hartman, Sophie Schmidgall, Kylie Jensen, Maddie Geisler.
It looks like Cooper is going to get some of these younger players in the last couple of minutes, get some experience here.
Hartman right wing. Bounce up top, Kendall Heffler. Kendall, who I believe had 13 in the JV game. A nice win for the McDonald JV as Kylie Jensen forces the issue along the baseline and draws contact and is fouled. So Kylie going to the line. That is the seventh team foul on Columbus Catholic. And first on Sierra Dieringer. First free throw is good for Kylie Jensen. That's actually Kylie's first point here tonight. It's another play into the scoring column. Kylie's second free throw. That one a little bit too long, and Sophie Schmidgall tracks down the offensive rebound. McDonald retains possession with 90 seconds to play, leading by 22. Kylie Jensen on the floor with the left hand. Izzy Hartman back out. Maddie Geisler, and Geisler a little bit of an extra step there. Clock stops at 1:22. New players on both sides here is Myra Torby, a 5'6" senior, into the game for Coach Wilczek and the Dons. Will fall to 0-2 in non-conference action. Nice feed down low. A little bit too strong for Courtney Summer down there. Whistles blow. And we'll have a foul on McDonald. That one going against Kylie Jensen. That's her third, team seventh. And so Haley Klum at the line. Or excuse me, that's Summer. Courtney Summer, and that is good on the first attempt for the junior. 56-34 with a minute 4 remaining. This opening contest for McDonald here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Second free throw for Summer is good as well. The free throw parade keeps on going for both teams.
Yeah, impressive performance at the free throw line, both teams.
Kylie Jensen running the point now. Kylie puts on the floor with the left hand. Drops it down to Kendall Heffler. Heffler back out to Maddie Geisler. Geisler to Jensen, left wing. Leaves it for Izzy Hartman. Hartman kick back out to Maddie Geisler via Kendall Heffler, right wing. Deep three, and Kylie Jensen makes it rain from right in front of her own bench. Say Kylie Jensen hasn't scored, and there's a free throw and a three-pointer.
Yeah, she's a talented three-point shooter.
That one was from deep, too, as running hard into her own student section. Sierra Deeringer. It'll stay with Marshfield Columbus. Peggy Callahan will inbound. Callahan throws it all the way across the court into her own bench. And that's a turnover, and McDonald with 28.2 seconds left. I think may just kind of run this one down. Well, the officials right on top of this one as McDonald was going over to where the ball went out of bounds, but no one touched it. And officials saying got to go to the other side there too to inbound. Well officiated game here tonight. Kylie Jensen, right wing over to Maddie Geisler. Geisler, deep three, left side. That one just a little bit off the inside of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Callie Hansen, the sophomore for the Dons. Push ahead to Torby. And Torby bumped by Kendall Heffler with 7.3 seconds left. And so Ira Torby, the senior, going to get a chance to get the scoring column here. With 7.3 left. McDonald again, Lori, a little bit of a slow start offensively here in the first half, but they've poured it on after they had just 23 points at halftime and now on the doorstep of 60.
Yep, good start, good first game for this McDonald team, and you know, a 60-point game for this team, you can only expect that to go up based on the firing power that this team has.
Again, playing without Aubrey Dorn here tonight, who you'd think would be probably a double-digit scorer at least most nights.
Yeah, yep.
Perfect on the free throws there for Myra Torby, the senior. Great job to end the game. 59-37 for McDonald as Kylie Jensen will just take it slowly up to the timeline. And as the clock hits triple zeros here in Marshfield at Columbus Catholic High School, your final score, your McDonald Central Lady Max 59, Marshfield Columbus 37. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports, our WOGO postgame show. We'll have stats, analysis, highlights, and see if we can talk with head coach Don Cooper as well. All of that in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. McDonald wins by 22 and moves to 1-0 on the season.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Rowland, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben. Oh!
Yes!
Relentless number 19!
Advertise. advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Lady Macs postgame here on WOGO Sports. A 22-point victory for your McDonald Lady Macs, 59-37. Coach Cooper joins us now. And, Coach, always great to get a road win. Again, crossover game, first game of the season here. Hour and a half bus ride over here, first game. A few things I'm sure you're going to say, yeah, we want to clean it up. But overall, defense right. Led the way.
Well, and again, these girls have been working so hard, and it was just so good to see some of these girls, their new hit in the varsity floor and the experience that they're getting, and I was just so proud of them. They just played. They played terrific defense. Now, our offense struggled, you know what I mean? Just different things. He makes defenses very well, boxing one, you know, just different zones, man, you know, and just things that, you know, the game speed is a little too fast for us right now, but that we calmed down and we did a great job. I thought each girl played very well tonight.
And again, when you are emptying the bench at the end of the game, when you're winning by 20 points, every player you sent out on the floor had already seen action here tonight. And so, again, you got to be pleased with that, you know, working through that depth, getting a lot of minutes out there, and also the girls responding when you're missing a really important piece like Aubrey Dorn. It's hard to replace a six-footer there, but you had a lot of good work in the paint.
Well, Aubrey does a nice job for us, and she does the little things very special. But the thing is, I challenged the girls with an opportunity, and each one of these girls did really good. They said, hey, we want to show that we can do it, and they did really good.
Coach, I'm trying to remember if you keep this stat in your team stats, but deflected passes, tipped passes, we lost count up here tonight. But, I mean, the number of steals, yes, but just the number of tipped passes, and that just, it's wearing on an opposing offense.
Well, it does. And, again, the more times you get that defense or the offense so tired, then they can't play defense. So, and that's our goal. But they, like I said, we did really good.
And finally, Coach, what's the next emphasis in practice, too, after you say, all right, girls, we've got our first game under our belts here. Here's what we're going to work on next.
Well, again, it's we're going to play a Division I team in Hudson, and we got to be able to rebound against them and just take care of the ball a little bit better. We had a lot of turnovers. We got to clean up a little stuff. But like I said, I'm glad where we're at right now.
Coach, great to be back to Lady Macs basketball. Thank you for your time. Congrats on 1-0.
Well, thank you for the great coverage. All right,
we'll turn it over to Lori Geisler now here and get Lori's final thoughts. And, again, Lori, thank you so much for joining us here tonight. And you kind of predicted that at halftime, too, that the offense would start to open up a little bit, finishing with 59 points here, a 59-37 win for McDonald after 23 in the first half. And I think a lot of those shots, too, that were missed tonight were, you know, you mentioned as well. They're good shots. They're quality shots. And they're going to go down on a pretty regular basis throughout the course of the season if they keep getting looks like that.
Yeah, you know, you have those first game jitters, play a little tight, and as they get into the rhythm of the season, it's going to improve. So it was nice to see Marley step up and take some threes. That's going to be her role this year. She's going to need to shoot more, score more, lead this team. And Emily Cooper, you know, with 14 points tonight, she's so capable, so... look for her to score more, and some really nice scoring from Callie Goulet, from great passes from those guards.
I think one of the things that we're seeing, too, is incredible unselfishness on this team. When your two leading scorers tonight were your two assist leaders last year, very, very willing passers and talented passers in Marley Hughes and Emily Cooper. So even as you say, they're going to need to look for their shots a little bit more this year in order to pick up that big gap that's left by Lauren Dietz. At the same time, I think you have players offensively who are willing to let the game come to them, knowing I'll get my points, I'll get my opportunities, I'll get my looks, but I'm also going to be looking for my teammates the entire game as well, too. We saw, again, just some really well-rounded offensive play.
Yeah, with this team, you know what? I just don't think they care if they score or not. They're fine if they score 30. They're fine if they have 10 assists. They just love playing the game, and you can tell this is a very unselfish team. They play well together. They like each other. That's all the key to a winning program, and they're going to do some great things this season.
And finally, Lori, maybe two more things here. What would you say you are most impressed with these Lady Macs tonight in Game 1, and what would you say here's the biggest opportunity for improvement after seeing them in their game action for the first time?
Yeah, no, I think they did a great job defensively. They were aggressive on the ball. They were anticipating those passes. A number of steals. Coach Cooper has to be really proud with that. As far as the one thing they needed to do is just work on their shot and keep shooting. It'll fall, but more to come there.
Well, Lori, thank you so much for joining us here. And as I'll get to stats and highlights, thank you so much for making the trip over. And, of course, I'm sure you were coming anyway, too, to see Maddie. But I appreciate you letting me take you from the stands and then be up here on the broadcast. And it was a lot of fun. Thanks for the insights.
Yeah, no problem. And I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Well, we're looking forward to a great season for the McDonald Lady Macs. We'll take a quick 3-minute break, and again, coming back here on the WOGO postgame show, we've got a lot of great content for you, including those second half highlights. Also taking a look at the leading scores for each team as well. Back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Mistral, Euro step between three defenders and scores.
Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here's Ben. Oh! Ben Carlson. Yes! Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Lady Max postgame here on WOGO Sports and WOGO.com. We'll get a podcast of this one up a little bit later on tonight. Your final score, McDonald 59-37, winning in convincing fashion here on the road against Marshfield Columbus Catholic. We'll get your leading scores in just a few moments, but first let's hear how the second half sounded here on WOGO. Front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound put back too strong, though, by Kibble. Offensive rebound tipped away. Izzy Hartman got that, but I think it was Emily Cooper who knocked it away. Cooper up top. They left her alone for three. Straight on, straight in.
Yep, that's not a good idea.
Emily Cooper. Cooper straight on. Working a pivot foot. Right side feet Izzy Hartman. Hartman back to Emily Cooper. Cooper the point guard. Directing traffic back to Marley Hughes now. Who's up top to Emily Cooper. Thought about a three. Izzy Hartman driving baseline. Nice move. Scoops it up with the right hand.
Beautiful move. And there's a steal.
And a steal by Emily Cooper will inbound. Cooper holding. And we'll go up top to Marley Hughes, right wing. Marley back to Emily Cooper on the left. Cooper one bounce back to Marley Hughes. Wide open for her second three. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that looked great.
Marley Hughes, her second hit from downtown. Down throws to Kibble, right wing. Kibble, bounce pass, stolen away. Just guess who took that one away. Emily Cooper.
I think Emily's got about seven steals.
Maddie Geisler wide open for three. Left wing just off the far side of the rim. Offensive rebound put back in the air, soaring a beautiful touch. Sophie Schmidtgo.
Wow. That was a very athletic move.
There's a bullet down to Emily Cooper, goes behind her back in the left corner, out to Marley Hughes high on the left. Marley Hughes finds a cutting Kendall Heffler. Heffler has her shot blocked, gets it back along the baseline, kick out Emily Cooper to Marley Hughes. Hughes straight on for three, straight in. The third hit from beyond the arc tonight for Miss Marley Hughes. Complete lineup of basketball and hockey games for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Max in the backcourt, Maddie Geisler across the timeline to Emily Cooper. Left block extended, hesitates, taps the brakes, back out to Maddie, left wing. Marley Hughes, who leads the way with 14 points, out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
That was a long three.
Goodness gracious, Emily Cooper, her second hit from beyond the arc.
Is on the team, they're great ball handlers, and it's going to be one of their strengths for the season, pushing this ball up the floor and running the court.
Callahan good from 12 feet. Just as we said, she hadn't scored in the second half. She makes good on her eighth and ninth points. Callie Goulet again running one hard off the right baseline off the bounce pass from Marley Hughes. 12 on the night for Callie Goulet. Kylie Jensen running the point now. Kylie puts on the floor with the left hand. Drops it down to Kendall Heffler. Heffler back out to Maddie Geisler. Geisler to Jensen, left wing. Leaves it for Izzy Hartman. Hartman kick back out to Maddie Geisler via Kendall Heffler, right wing. Deep three, and Kylie Jensen makes it rain from right in front of her own bench. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports. Great to be with you live from Marshfield as we get back to basketball. The McDonald Lady Max back-to-back trips to the WIA Girls Basketball State Tournament and hoping again to make it back there this year, but a long road ahead. But you can't start any better than 1-0. This team filled with so much talent athletically, especially from a team that we're belated and wishing them congratulations. Just won their second consecutive Division IV state championship in volleyball. A lot of members of this squad were on that team as well. As we round out the broadcast here, your leading scorers on both sides. Seven players scored on each, led by Columbus Catholic with 9 points from Maggie Callahan. They didn't have any players in double figures. McDonald with three, but 9 from Maggie Callahan, 8 from Jenna Kibble, and 8 from the talented freshman Haley Klum. 6 for Haley Zimmerman, also 2 apiece for Myra Torby, for Gracie Wilczek, and for Courtney Summer. On the other side for McDonald, 14 apiece for both Marley Hughes and Emily Cooper, and Cooper close to a double-digit steal game as well. That would be an incredible double-double, but one that I think she's very capable of making many times. 12 for Callie Goulet, an excellent game for the junior. 6 apiece for Sophie Schmidgall and for Isabel Hartman. Kylie Jensen with 4 points and 3 points rounding up the scoring from junior Katie Ruff. Well, that'll do it from our vantage point here at Marshfield Columbus Catholic High School. Thank you to Athletic Director Joe Canici and all of the staff here. Beautiful venue at Marshfield Columbus Catholic, and wishing you all, if you're maybe listening to this in the car before heading out, a safe drive home, and hopefully it's not snowing when we all get out there. Thank you to Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley, keeping things running smoothly, and thank you for tuning in to this broadcast of McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Again, information available on our upcoming sports calendar at WOGO.com. And that's where you can see the hockey schedule that's coming up next week after the Thanksgiving break. Chi-High hockey in action for the first time here tonight. Once again, your final score from Marshfield, the McDonald Central Lady Max 57, the Marshfield Columbus Catholic Dons 37. 59-37, your final score. I'm Caleb Swenson for Lori Geisler, saying good night from Marshfield. This has been a presentation of McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening, and now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.